today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We did something that's great. I'm happy about that.
There was a message of hope inside this, like, super fuzz bass.
It seemed like more than just bands, you know, putting out records. It was like a movement.
Jim Linehan, nor am I Patrick Foster. I am Scott Parks here, bringing you another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. I would like to thank Jim and Patrick for giving me the opportunity to bring a show to you today. And what I am going to bring to you today, Elephant Six Short. If you missed the Elephant Six overview that Patrick Foster and I put together, you can go to suburbspod.com and take a listen to that overview that gives you an overview of what the Elephant Six is, some of the major players in the Elephant Six collective, and how they came to be. But we are going to bring you little short episodes from time to time, covering one band or maybe a grouping of bands, and this is going to be one of those. And I call them E6 Shorts or Elephant Six Shorts, and today I am going to bring you an episode about a band from Denver called Dressy Bessie. Dressy Bessie. Who is Dressy Bessie? What are they all about? What kind of music do they play? Well, you could probably hear from that song that I just played, If You Should Try to Kiss Her, from their debut album Pink Hearts, Yellow Moons, that they do tend to be a little bit more along the power pop and sweeter 60s side of the Elephant Six Collective, kind of like the Apples in Stereo versus your Neutral Milk Hotel and some of the other bands. Dressy Bessie was formed in 1996, like I said, in Denver, and are led by songwriter, guitarist, and vocalist Tammy Elam. Before she formed Dressy Bessie, who actually got their name from a 1970s play school doll, she was a member of a little-known band called 40th Day and was also a member of another band that I'll probably cover, or Patrick and I will probably cover at some point in the future, called The Minders, which was another Elephant Six band. They were formed by Martin Leeper and included in that band at a very early incarnation was Robert Schneider and Hillary Sidney from the Apples in Stereo. So like we mentioned in the overview, the collective was very incestuous, and they all seemed to, or you know, tended to play in each other's bands at certain points, whether they were full members or just helped get the band going. But they all seem to play together and record music together quite often, usually dependent upon which hub or what area of the country they were living in. The band was originally formed with drummer Darren Albert and bassist Rob Green. And in 1997, Tammy Elam's boyfriend, John Hill, from the Appleton Stereo, he also joined Dressy Bessie. Like I mentioned, they released their debut album in 1999 called Pink Hearts and Yellow Moons. And according to the source of all human knowledge, Wikipedia, The Stranger called the album by far the catchiest indie pop record of 1999, with Pink Hearts, Yellow Moons, Every Day Was Summer. And CMJ New Music Report wrote that it is a candy dish full of light, sugary pop songs that beg you to add your own la-la background vocals. So you can kind of hear how it was that sunny, summer-sounding music, a la the Beach Boys and those 60s bands, you know, the Beatles even, the sugary bubblegum pop of the late 60s that a lot of the Elephant Six bands tended to gravitate towards. After their debut, they did release a second full length in 2002 called Sound Go Round, followed by a self-titled album in 2003. After the release of the self-titled album, they lost their drummer Albert, and he was replaced on drums by Craig Gilbert, who remains in the band today. Around the same time, their original label Kindercore Records ceased operation, and they found a new home at a new label called Trans Dreamer Records. Along with the new label came a tougher, more punk-influenced sound on their 2005 album Electrified. Hey! A little clip from the song Side 2 from Electrified. You could hear how it does have a little bit of a harder edge to it, a little bit more punky, not quite as sugary sweet as some of the earlier stuff that Dressy Bessie did, but still has that undertone of power pop and pop that they had early on in their career. So after Electrified, they followed that up with another album in 2008 called Holler and Stomp. And that one went even further with the sound, a little bit edgier, and added some post-punk and some no-wave to their bubblegum pop sound. And it was not really a big hit with the fans. And the subsequent tour was not a success. And due to that, Tammy Elam was forced to put the band on hiatus. Because of the break, they lost Rob Green and basically kind of just went dormant for a good period of time. They would play the occasional show here and there, and would release a digital single from time to time, but no albums, no full tour, nothing like that for 8 years. So from 2008 to 2016, not a lot from Dressy Bessie, but fast forward to 2016, and Dressy Bessie is back with a new label as well, Yep Rock, and they released an album in 2016 called King Sized, and it features some pretty big guest artists, Peter Buck from REM and Scott McCoy, who was in the Young Fresh Fellows and also is in the Minus Five. So let's play a little bit of a song from King Sized. We're going to hear one of the singles, and this is Lady Liberty.
was she lifting on? Sack it up, letting them know they're average people trying hard to play along. There's hope for us redeemers, and there's still this song. If only Lady Liberty could see us now, well, bet she would.
See, they kind of went back to their earlier sound, a lot poppier, a lot less edge, but what a great song. It's a really good album, too. I would highly recommend checking that one out. It's really good. So after they released King Size in 2016, they had some pretty sizable tours from 2016 through, you guessed it, early 2020, when basically the entire world shut down. And they did release their most recent LP in 2019. That album is called Fast, Faster, Disaster. And it also goes back to that the more sunny, poppier side of Dressy Bessie. So I'm going to play out with a song from that album called Stay True. And, I would highly recommend anybody who hasn't listened to Dressy Bessie to check them out. Their discography is not massive, so you can easily sit down and listen to the entire thing all within one day or a couple of days. Most of it, if not all of it, is streaming on your normal streaming services. So check them out. I think this community, there's a lot of people that like the Go-Go's, a lot of people that like those types of bands, and especially some of these later albums. I kind of hear a lot of the earlier Go-Go's sound in some of the more recent Dressy Bessie stuff. So I hope you enjoyed today's E6 short on Dressy Bessie. We plan on bringing these to you every once in a while on different Elephant 6 bands. If you have any requests of bands that you'd like us to cover that are in the Elephant 6 Collective, or you have any comments or any experience with Dressy Bessie, you can reach out to us in a couple of different ways. There is the Suburban Party line. That is 612-440-1984. You can email Rock in the Suburbs. That is rock@suburbspod.com. And we are on all of your socials at Suburbs Pod. So I hope you dug today's episode, and I'm going to play out with a song from Dressy Bessie's most recent album from 2019's Fast, Faster, Disaster. This is Stay True. Have a good one.
A Dressy Bessie. Now, this is not the original from the 1970s. In the 1970s, I had a girl one and a boy one. Yeah. They had zippers and buttons and laces and taught you how to tie things and everything.